This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you look to the heavens this week, you can catch sight of a rare and wondrous thing. No, dear listeners, not the Star of Bethlehem, but the International Space Station. It should be visible just before sunup. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and regular Thursday Stargazer here, joins us again. Ira, is this something you can see with a naked eye up there in the sky, the International Space Station?
Yeah, it's kind of neat, isn't it? As we used to say in this holiday season, you're going to be looking for a streak of light. It's going to be looking like a star that's sort of moving very quickly, but we know that stars don't move that quickly. And it's going to be happening on Christmas Eve, early Christmas morning. And it's not Santa headed back to the pole, but it is the International Space Station. You know, it's pretty big. It's got those solar panels. And making a bright, if not a brief, appearance.
So is everyone going to be able to see this thing everywhere across the country if you get up early enough on Christmas Day?
Yeah, just about every place. As far north as Juneau, you're going to have a shot at seeing the space station starting Christmas morning. As you say, you got to get up before dawn, and then on various days that follow up until New Year's. The viewing time is not going to be very long. This is not something you get out there, you know, you can look around quite for a long time. It's going to be just a few minutes, so you got to know where to look, how to look, when it's passing over your spot. And NASA has made that easy for all of us because they've posted all the times and dates on a website. So you just surf over to the NASA spaceflight.nasa.gov site, look for the word sightings, look for a city near you, and they'll make it easy for you to find it.
And you can see this. You don't need binoculars or anything.
No. The bad news, though, is that, as I say, it's going to peek over the horizon for just sometimes less than a minute. It's moving at 5 miles per second, you have to understand. So it's zipping across the sky. On the other hand, there are going to be some folks who can watch it for 2 minutes or more. So maybe you're one of the lucky ones.
Now, Ira, we talked about this International Space Station a couple of months ago and noted then that the crew has had to go on a diet because they're running out of food. I'm chuckling. It's not funny. I mean, what's the situation there?
There's this cargo ship that's going to be heading up there, right, actually on Christmas Day, bringing a whole bunch of supplies and actually holiday gifts. And you're right, they've had to cut back on their calories. And they're waiting for this, and they're going to be very happy to see. It won't be Santa, but it'll be just something as good, the Progress supply ship.
Even better than Santa if you're running out of food. here you guys go. Okay, now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about planetary alignment. That's something else you can see in the sky. Pretty unusual that everything is kind of in a line, mm-hmm. and you can see all the planets. How are things going there?
Well, they're going very good. The planets are still there. There are three that are very easy to see now, and if you're out there in the morning, you can see them. That's Mercury, Venus, and Mars. They're going to be in the east. Mercury and Venus are going to be really close together. If you hold your hand out and you look at just one finger width, they're going to be that far apart. And something fun, if you go out there in the early mornings, you can watch them, the progression, as they get closer over the next few days. But, Alex, there's a real Christmas bonus I've saved for the best for last today.
Okay.
You can see a comet. There's a comet out there now, the comet Macholtz, actually named after Donald Macholtz, an amateur astronomer who discovered this in August. It's going to be up in the evening sky about 8 p.m., just west of Orion's Shield, and it's the moon is out now, so it's not going to be easy to see, but the moon's going to hide like it does, and in the first week in January, you should be able to see it right up there with the naked eye, and it brightens up and stays out through January. It's going to be interesting.
Star gifts from Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, thank you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and all.
And you're listening to Day to Day.